الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 14 questions regarding the love of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم answered by Amir أهل السنة Supplication of the spiritual representative of Attar O Lord of Al-Mustafa whoever reads or listens to the booklet 14 questions regarding the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered by Amir Ahlus Sunnah fill his heart with the love of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam grant him eyes which cry out of love for him and forgive him and his parents without accountability Ameen Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam Virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whoever performs two units of prayer on Friday night and recites Qul huwallahu ahad 25 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in each unit, then recites Sallallahu ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummi 1,000 times will see me in a dream before the upcoming Friday. Allah Almighty forgives the sins of the one who sees me. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Al-Dehlwi Rahmatullah Alayhi reports regarding the aforementioned virtue of Salat. The one who recites this Salat 1,000 times on Friday will see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream, or he will see his place in paradise. If this is not achieved the first time, recite it the following Friday. Continue reciting it for at least 5 Fridays. Insha'Allah, you will see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Question: How much love should we have for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Answer: It is necessary to love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam more than your parents, family, children, and everything that is cherished by you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. None of you will have faith till he loves me more than his father, his children and all mankind. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis al-Dahlwi rahmatullahi alayhi said regarding this hadith, A sign of a true believer is he loves and honors the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam more than anything and anyone. Loving the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam more than anything requires one to fulfill his rights, accept his religion, adopt his sunnah, honor him and to prioritize his pleasure over yourself, your parents, relatives and wealth. This means you would be content with sacrificing everything beloved to you, even your own life. But you cannot bear the suppression of the rights of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Every Friday you hear the Imam recite the khutbah razaviyah and say, Ala la iman liman la mahabbatala. Beware, whoever does not love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has no faith. Question: Tell us about Imam Ahmad Raza Khan's love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Answer: His love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is unparalleled. Begin memorizing some of his poetry from Hadaik-e-Bakhshish and you will become a great devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Imam respects everything that is affiliated with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, including the dogs of Medina. He writes in Hadaik-e-Bakhshish regarding this. रजा किसी सगे तैबा के पांव भी चूमे, तुम और आह के इतना दिमाग लेके चले। इन दिस वर्स इमाम अहमद रजा खान रहमतुल्लाह अलैह एड्रेसेस हिमसेल्फ, ओ रजा, हैव यू एवर किस्ड द पॉज ऑफ अ डॉग ऑफ मदीना? यू डू नॉट इवन अंडरस्टैंड दैट द पॉज ऑफ द डॉग्स ऑफ मदीना आर किस्ड। सम इंटेलेक्चुअल्स डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड कपलेट्स लाइक दिस, सो दे क्रिटिसाइज देम। इट इज़ अ मैटर ऑफ फेट If someone criticizes such matters or follows the friends of Allah Almighty into paradise, this is his respect for the dogs of Medina. So imagine his love for the other animals in Medina. Now imagine his love for its people, like the noble companions radiyallahu anhum and the Ahlul Bayt. You and I know how ordinary people treat noble Sayyids. Alhamdulillah, the people affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami greatly honor Sayyids, and this respect stems from the blessings of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh. Question: What should one do if he does not have the desire to go to Medina and is not saddened by his separation from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Answer: Whoever cannot cry out of love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam should make a face as if he is crying, for the imitation of the pious is good, but it must not be done out of ostentation. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam remembered and wept for us, and when he was sent to the world he said, A Rabbi habli ummati, O Allah, forgive my nation for me. He also remembered his people during the Mi'raj. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was placed in his grave, he was saying, Ummati, Ummati, my nation, my nation. And he is saying this today too. It is recommended to recite salats when your ears ring. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes it is the sound of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, Ummati, Ummati. Allah Almighty allows people to hear the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying this, and a sign of this is ringing in the ears. So one should recite salat when he hears it. Why should we not love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when he remembers us at all times? He will intercede for us. He will make the scale of good deeds heavy for the sinners on the day of judgment. And he will recite supplications of Rabbi Sallim Ummati, O Allah, let my nation cross safely, when his devotees cross the Sirat. Remember these matters and how he cried for us, and your love for him will increase, inshallah. You will also gain the ability to cry in his remembrance. Just as Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi says, Hai phir khanda beja mere lab par aya, Hai phir bool gaya raaton ka rona tera. Khanda beja means frivolous laughter, and lab means lips. Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi addresses himself, How unfortunate that I laugh frivolously, O Messenger of Allah. I have forgotten the nights you spent crying for us. I have become heedless as I am laughing needlessly. This is another method of remembering the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sit in the company of the pious. Fill in the 72 pious deeds booklet and travel with the Madni Qafilas to cry out of love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the ability to weep out of love for him. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Question: I work in a bakery, and on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, a cake is made resembling the Na'lain. Some cakes have Allah or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam written on them, and people take them home to cut and eat. Is it permissible to do this? Will the people who write these names be sinful? Answer. We have advised people about writing on cakes many times. There are a lot of people who do not do this anymore, but there are some who need to be advised. The blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is one that we kiss. We elevate it out of respect, and we are ready to sacrifice ourselves for his name. Where is your love for him? If you write his name on a cake and cut it, think about what you are doing. I feel uneasy just talking about it. We place the blessed Nalain on our heads and have this desire. Jo sar pe rakhne ko mil jaye nale paak huzoor, to phir kahenge ke haan tajdar hum bhi hain. The devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam know about the greatness of the Nalain, but for some reason people decide to put it on cakes and cut it with a knife. This is disrespectful, so refrain from it, because with respect comes good fortune. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, said, although it is permissible to make images of lifeless things on food, it is bad etiquette to make images of things which have religious significance and eat them, like a masjid. One will also be spoken about negatively, like so-and-so broke the masjid or he ate the masjid. This is because people refer to images with their original names. Question. We have seen videos of you in Makkah and Medina on Madni channel, but we have not seen you by the Muwajaha Sharif. Can you tell us more about this? Answer. I have not visited the Muwajaha Sharif for many years because I do not consider myself worthy of standing before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Everyone is unique in their sentiments regarding such matters. Pious predecessor who never visited the Muwajaha Sharif, the esteemed Sunni scholar and devotee of the beloved Prophet, Allama Yusuf Nabhani rahmatullahi alayh, was alive during the era of Qutb al-Madina rahmatullahi alayh. Allama Muhammad Sharif Kotlevi rahmatullahi alayh says regarding him, I used to see a man with a luminous face standing in Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi by Bab al-Salam. I introduced myself to him one day and asked, I always see you standing here, but you never go to the Muwajaha. The man replied, it is the mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that he has permitted me to stand at this door. I do not go to the Muwajaha because a dog's job is to guard the door of the house, but it does not enter the house. Question. How is it to desire death at the age of 63, the age at which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam passed away? Answer. Do not desire for your age to be equal, or rather something less than it. I express this desire too, but I have passed that age. It is the will of Allah Almighty, and this is a matter of love. Question. What does it mean to live with love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Answer. Man loves his parents and he loves his family, so he earns and feeds them. He buys good clothes for his children to wear on Eid, and he makes sure they receive the best medical treatment. He sacrifices everything for his family. One should love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam more than his parents, children, wealth, and everything in the world. If we do all of this to please our families, what should we do to please the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? When love significantly increases, it is referred to as ishq. We must live our lives with ishq for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the best way of doing so is to adopt his sunnah and act upon his teachings. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam told us to pray, so we must pray. He told us to fast, so we must observe fasts. He commanded us to refrain from sin, so we must save ourselves from sin. And he told us to have good character. The one who does this shows his love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam practically. Otherwise, a sinner can be a devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam too. Question: can radiyallahu anha be written after the name of the Prophet's female camel? Answer: Masha Allah. This is an interesting question. The name of the beloved Prophet's camel was Qaswa. This camel was a great devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed away, it stopped eating and drinking and died out of grief. Animals are not mukallaf. They are not bound by the rulings of Sharia, and they do not receive reward or accumulate sin. A radiyallahu anhu is a supplication, which means, may Allah be pleased with him. This is usually said after mentioning the names of the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, and there is no harm in saying it after mentioning the name of a saint. It will mean, may Allah be pleased with him. Despite the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, being destined for paradise, there is no harm in praying for their forgiveness. In fact, the Quran discusses this topic. Radiyallahu anhu is not said for animals. If someone does say it, people will be confused, laugh and mock him. Sharia dislikes matters which cause people to argue and debate. Refrain from matters which are not appealing to the ears because they may cause issues. Question: how can one increase love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his heart? Answer: sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is an excellent method of increasing your love for him. Remembering his favors upon the ummah also increases this love, like how he cried for the forgiveness of his nation. Who cries for others? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not cry for himself but for us. If Allah Almighty wills, he will help us in the grave, appear to us at the time of our death and say Rabbi Sallim, Rabbi Sallim as his nation crosses the Sirat bridge. On the day of judgment, he will make the good deeds of his people heavy on the scales. He will pray for us and intercede for his nation. The favors of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are innumerable, and remembering them increases your love for him. Question: please explain this poetry. Jise mil gaya ghame Mustafa, use zindagi ka maza mila. Kabhi saile ashk rawa hua, kabhi aah dil mein dabi rahi. Answer: it means that whoever gains love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has also gained the sorrow of being distant from him. It is as if he has received the pleasure of life, because a life spent in love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a perfect life. Sometimes one will cry out of love for him, and sometimes he will not. But love for him is ingrained in the heart. Maulana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, Ae ah, mere dil ki lagi aur na bujhti, kyon tune dhuan seena soza se nikala. When the sigh exited, coldness was felt. So why did you leave, O Sai? Then they say, why did you release the smoke from your chest burning in love? If the heart continued to burn, it would have felt its own pleasure. Question: how can one become a devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Answer: if you want to increase your love for someone, learn about their qualities. By the grace of Allah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam possessed all beauties and excellences, and your love will increase the more you learn about them. So read the biographies of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, learn about the sacrifices he made for Islam and how compassionate he was to his nation. This will increase your love for him, inshallah. Another method is to send an abundance of salat upon him. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, listening to pleasant and melodious recitation of the Quran increases your love for Allah Almighty, and listening to melodious recitation of prophetic odes increases your love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Listen to poetry in praise of the Prophet, which complies with Sharia. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi is a great devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Every word of his poetry is written out of love for him, and listening to it increases your love for him, even if you do not understand it. As you know, his words are in accordance with Islamic law. The people affiliated with Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi understand this. But usually, the same cannot be said about the prophetic odes composed by other people. Reading the prophetic odes of Maulana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, the Grand Mufti of India, Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, and other scholars of Ahlus Sunnah will increase your love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam too, inshallah. The anthology of poetry written by Maulana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi is called Zawq-e-Naat, and the anthology of poetry written by Mufti Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi is called Saman-e-Bakhshish. Maktabatul Madina has published both of these works in a beautiful format. Buy them and gift them to others. Question: how is it to watch and share videos blaspheming the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam? Answer: you should not watch any videos or look at any pictures blaspheming the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, I have never looked at anything like this or tried to watch it. Think for a moment. If somebody made offensive drawings and cartoons of your father, could you bear to look at them? Of course not. So why are we comfortable with looking at and sharing videos of this nature about the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the one for whom we would sacrifice our families and ancestors? We only listen to praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and our ears are deaf to criticism and insults. This is because only the virtues of the beloved are looked at, and our beloved has nothing but excellences. Question: why are the thumbs kissed when the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is heard? This question was posed by the Department of Malfuzat Amir Ahlus Sunnah, and the answer is from Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatmul Aliyah. Answer: it is permissible to kiss the thumbs upon hearing the name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. There are different reports regarding this, especially when it is heard during the azan. When Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu heard the beloved Prophet's name during the azan, he kissed his two index fingers and wiped them over his eyes. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam saw this and said, I will intercede for the one who imitates my beloved friend. There is no need to present evidence for something like this. Children are dear to us, so we kiss them. The noble Quran is beloved to us, therefore we kiss it. And we kiss the hands and feet of our parents and scholars. We do not think about finding evidence for its permissibility before doing it. But Satan puts doubts in our minds about kissing our thumbs. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh wrote a booklet called Munirul Aini fi Hukmi Taqbilil Ibhamain, which contains evidences about its permissibility. There are proofs in the booklet, Blessings of Azan 2. Ishq de jallei number lege, akal manda aime umra galiyan. The people who remain within the boundaries of Sharia with their love are successful. I am not referring to the charlatans parading as Sufis who become intoxicated and say, we have reached high stations. We are people of love. They are devotees of Satan. Because a devotee of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam never opposes Sharia. Question. Unfortunately, people blaspheme the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and hurt the sentiments of billions of Muslims around the world. How can we boycott the people who make these cartoons, and what can we do to satisfy ourselves? Answer. Muslims are becoming weak because they are not practicing, and the blasphemers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam do not want us to be strong. Therefore, we must respond practically by building masajid called Fizane Ishq-e Rasool. In this way, it will be a message to them that you will not succeed in harming Islam. We will build even more masajids and populate them. If possible, some of the future jamiat should be given this name, because it will be difficult to distinguish between them if they were all given the same name. So the department should assign this name to some jamiat at its own discretion. When Muslims are faced with these incidents, they become passionate and enraged. Maybe some of them make the intention of building masajid, but later they fall victim to the whispers of Satan and are deprived of great reward. Separate the required funds as soon as you make an intention and make the donation when a masjid is being built in your area. May Allah Almighty guide the blasphemers and transform them into devotees of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember, a blasphemer of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has no affiliation with Islam, even if he calls himself a Muslim. The one who tries to belittle the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a disbeliever, and his marriage is invalidated, he will be destroyed in both worlds and remain in hell forever. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.